The Hainesboro takes action on bear issues after a year of record damages. And Skagway expands the eligibility for COVID-19 vaccines. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Henry Leisha. Those stories and more are up next. Skagway will open its COVID-19 vaccine workshop to all residents age 50 and older on Friday, January 29th. That's in addition to anyone previously eligible. There are at least 80 doses available. The workshop will run from 8:15 a.m. to noon on Friday. The clinic already administered 92 doses at its Thursday clinic. Appointments must be made in advance. Face masks and a photo ID are required for the appointment, and anyone who has traveled within a week of the appointment is ineligible. To make an appointment, call the Dahl Memorial Clinic at 983-2255. The Hainesboro is taking steps to prevent future problems with bears. At a meeting this week, the Borough Assembly approved a loan for Community Waste Solutions to purchase bear-proof dumpsters and introduced an ordinance to clarify rules about securing refuse and other bear attractants. Hainesboro residents have reported extensive property damage from bears breaking into garages, cars, and other enclosures in search of food. Police were overwhelmed with bear-related calls last fall, and a record number of bears were killed by residents and law enforcement last year. The Hainesboro's Bear Task Force has discussed ways to prevent issues with bears over the past year. Much of the conversation has revolved around garbage, fruit trees, chickens, freezers, and other smelly things that attract bears.
I was trying to come up with the easiest way to make it a requirement in code that bear attractants have to be secured at all times.
That's Bear Task Force Chair Derek Poinsett. He recently proposed some changes to Hainesboro code that would spell out what is expected of residents when it comes to securing bear attractants. If adopted, residents would be required to store attractants in one of three ways: in an enclosure that cannot be accessed by bears and requires hands or tools to open, in a certified bear-resistant container, or within an electric fence. At Tuesday's meeting, Hainesboro Assemblymember Cheryl Stickler agreed that some updates need to be made.
It's really important that we raise our refuse container standards. One, to make them more efficient and effective, and to save time and money in the long run. So it makes total sense.
The Assembly voted unanimously to introduce the ordinance to update Hainesboro code on bear attractants. There will be two more public hearings before the Assembly decides whether the changes will be adopted. The Assembly also approved a $16,000 loan to help Community Waste Solutions purchase a total of 20 bear-proof dumpsters. The 20 containers will be placed at locations such as apartment complexes, stores, the school, and state parks. They're an upgrade to replace the dumpsters already used by CWS and its clients. CWS will pay off the loan over 16 months. Many high school music students in Southeast Alaska cannot practice or perform together this year due to COVID-19 protocols. Some music classes, which are normally large in size, have been canceled altogether. But that hasn't stopped the annual Southeast Honor Music Festival from taking some shape. Instead of meeting in person, virtual band and choir performances were created for the first time. KFSK's Angela Denning reports.
That's the sound of 56 high school band students playing the same song from their own homes. The piece was recorded separately in videos and then mixed all together. They're playing the song Rushmore in honor of the election year. In normal years, top music students from around the region come together for the Southeast Honor Music Festival in the fall. 60 students in band and 60 in choir. They rotate the town, so the festival visits a new community every year. And it's competitive. Students audition through recordings, which are judged by a group of regional music directors. This year was a bit different. It was virtual, with all students performing solo at their own homes, and then the videos were combined. The finished product was released January 21st. It was Matt Lenhard's idea, and he coordinated the event. He's been the music director at Petersburg School District for the past 23 years.
I had the idea because back in August, I took a band conference. Attendees at this conference got to participate in something like this. We had music, we played our part, we put it into a Dropbox, and a company called virtualchoir.net put something together pretty impressive in 24 hours.
Lenhard thought something like this might work for students this year too. Through Zoom conferences with other music directors in the region, he knew this year has been totally different.
Every school in this region had something different going on.
In Petersburg's case, students are in small class pods, so most music classes are not being offered. The only class at the high school is the smaller jazz band, which meets in the morning before school. And there are no music classes at all at the elementary school. The focus has been on the middle school students, who meet in smaller groups. The virtual project included 56 high school band students and 28 choir students. Lenhard says it was more challenging for some schools to participate, depending on their situation.
You know, music programs across Southeast, we're in some tough times with this COVID. If you have a band of 50, you're not meeting together.
For the virtual honors festival, the teachers decided to pick their own students. Wearing earbuds, the students sang or played instruments along with a professional recording of the song with a click track, or what are audio cues to stay in sync. Lenhard ended up filling in on a few percussion spots, playing drums and the upright bass. He says the teachers chose music that would be fitting for the unusual school year.
You know, here we are in this pandemic, and what music is about is getting together and working on music and performing it for an audience, and we can't do that. So, you know, some inspiring music to practice, inspiring music. When you saw the final product, you'd go, wow, this was worth it. This is worth it.
The Virtual Honors Festival went so well, the music directors are considering something similar for the annual Southeast Alaska High School Music Festival in April, also known as Music Fest. On a normal year, that event can draw around 500 to 600 students from around the region. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.
For KHNS, I'm Henry Leisha. Thanks for joining us. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org. You can also listen to the news anywhere you get your podcasts.